Fire crews made significant progress against the massive Madre Fire in San Luis Obispo County, which has burned more than 80,000 acres and is the largest wildfire in California so far this year. Containment improved to 30%, up from 10% on Saturday, thanks to milder weather and an influx of firefighting personnel. John Chester, the Madre Fire Operations Section Chief for CAL FIRE, said that conditions on the ground are looking positive.
Yesterday was a very successful day, and we expect the same out of today.
Nearly 1,400 firefighters are battling the blaze, which started Wednesday afternoon near Cuyama in northeastern Santa Barbara County. By Sunday, the fire had pushed further into rural San Luis Obispo County, with smoke drifting into Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. Kimberly Kaschuk is a CAL FIRE Public Information Officer for the Madre Fire. She said firefighters are working on building containment.
People always wonder about containment, but it is a very slow process. It's not enough just to have the lines built. We have to make sure they're going to hold. So what we do is we call it mop up, and we literally put boots on the ground, and we have firefighters out there checking to make sure there's no embers or smoldering brush or anything like that that could potentially throw sparks over that containment line. So that's why it seems like it takes forever to get containment to build. It's very meticulous. It's not something you can just rush in and do.
Roughly 200 residents remain under mandatory evacuation orders, and about 50 structures are threatened. One building has been destroyed. The blaze is also threatening the Carrizo Plain National Monument, home to several endangered species. Public access to Bureau of Land Management lands in the monument is currently closed for safety. Kaschuk said that the biggest hurdle remaining is the southwest edge of the fire along Highway 166 and the border of Los Padres National Forest.
The southwest side of the fire there is really challenging. The terrain is very, very steep. And we've got some crews putting hand line in, but we can't get bulldozers and heavy machinery in to help speed that process up. So that's kind of where the challenge is right now, is we're trying to really focus on that southwest side. And it's just going to be a slow, meticulous process because of the terrain and the fact that we can't really get any dozers there.
Kaschuk said firefighters are racing to contain more of the blaze before a midweek heat wave could escalate fire conditions again.
With the winds starting to slow down a little bit, that's helpful, but the temperatures are expecting to rise into the hundreds later this week, and the relative humidities are going to decrease. So increased winds, increased heat, decreased humidity is, you know, always a challenge for us because the fuels are going to be drier. And it's also hard for the firefighters as well because they're out there doing work. You know, they've got to stay hydrated. They've got all their equipment they're working with. So it's always a challenge when we have hot, dry, and wind in light fuels.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation, though officials say heat, wind, and dry vegetation have fueled its rapid growth. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.